Another pivotal moment in my career came in May of 1979. I was 4 weeks away from graduating from high school. I convinced my mother to let me drive down to Virginia and Baltimore, Maryland to see two Grateful Dead concerts. After the Hampton, Virginia show, we got into a car accident in the parking lot, and we pushed our car into a parking spot and hitchhiked to Baltimore. The young kids that picked us up were also Deadheads going to the show in Baltimore, of course. And on the way, we heard on the radio about a giant No Nukes rally that was going to happen in Washington, D.C. the day after the Baltimore, Maryland concert. We all went to the giant No Nukes rally on the front steps of the Capitol, where 65,000 people attended. We immediately went our separate ways and agreed that we would meet back at the car at the end of the event. I made my way up front, and I could see on stage the actress and activist Jane Fonda speaking. Down front, there was a throng of photographers, most likely from the New York Times, Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, all the publications of the day, photographing her from the other side of a small wooden picket fence. And I knew that I wanted to be there with those photographers. A moment later, I looked on the ground and I found a press pass. I put it on, and within a few minutes, I was actually on stage taking photographs of Jane Fonda. Shortly thereafter, musicians like Jackson Brown, Graham Nash, Joni Mitchell, all played on stage with me on stage photographing them. That was my first Almost Famous moment, and I was still 17 years old.